Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. So you've done your homework beforehand. Exactly. So you're not like using the same script for everybody. You're tailoring
No. Mm-hmm. Tailoring it, I think, is key. And thank you for highlighting that. I think that's very key. It shows that you've done your due diligence. You're trying your best not to waste their time. You're coming to them with a specific idea or an overarching idea, because it's also going to matter how it fits into what they have going on. But I think that goes a long way versus, you know, we've all received calls where somebody had the bold step to initiate, but they didn't really come to the table with anything. So in a way, it feels a little bit like not the best use of your time, if that makes sense. Right. So I think coming with an idea is very important.
And it shows that you care too.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's very cool. So, you know, to the photographers listening out there, consider cold calling. It's not dead, but you know, when you do it, try to tailor it to the person or to the business or whoever you're calling. And like Angela said, you have to read the person too. And sometimes you may need to pivot in your conversation or what you're saying in order to kind of keep up with the person, whether they're open to it or not open to it, or it's a maybe. And I also like, Angela, how you mentioned that you kind of leave the door open to the future too. How you're open to kind of circling back to that person or business.
Absolutely.
That you're contacting.
Yeah, because I think you have to remember, or I would encourage you to remember, that this person's not expecting your email or your call. You are stepping into their day, into what they have going on, what their priorities are. So I think it's important to, in a way, you're acknowledging that you may not be their priority right now, but that's okay. Like, you're more in it for the longer term conversation. And I think that goes a long way. Even if on the phone, you can tell they're really busy, just saying, you know, would you mind if I just follow up with an email? And even if you then share your idea over email, you at least have that initial voice-to-voice, person-to-person contact, which I think matters. And, you know, when people have done that to me in ideas for partnerships for with 100 cameras, it goes a long way with my willingness and interest in partnering with that brand or that individual.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.